This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she sent me the proof. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been married for 3 years, and my husband is a cheater and a liar. A month ago, he got a certified letter, and I signed for it. The letter disappeared, and when I asked, he said it was nothing. Then I started getting unknown calls, and I thought it was spam, so I ignored them. I noticed my husband got the same calls from the same number, and he ignored them too. A couple of weeks ago, my husband ran to the store for me, and he FaceTimed me when he got there. He suddenly got distracted and said he had to go. He must have put his phone in his pants pocket because I could hear a woman yelling in the background, and he was telling her to stop following him. I asked him about it, and he said it was a homeless person. A week later, I found the certified letter in his drawer, and it was a notice for child support. I went off on him, and he finally admitted that he had a one-night stand with a woman right before we met. According to the paperwork, their child is 4 years old. So my husband's math ain't mathin' because we've been together 6 years. I called the strange number on my phone and I talked to the woman. She said it is way more than a one-night stand. She sent me an envelope full of greeting cards from him to her and cards from flowers he sent her. Some of them were recent since we've been married. My husband swears she's lying even though it's his handwriting. This is serious because the child is involved. I know wives have stayed with their men for far worse things, but he won't be honest. Should I excuse myself from this marriage and let them live happily ever after? Please advise. Well, here's the question. I mean, do you want to be married to a cheater and a liar? Those are your words. Those are your words and how you described him at the very beginning of your letter. So again, do you want to be married to a cheater and a liar? You also said these cards and letters she sent you were in your husband's handwriting and they were recent. So he's still entangled with this woman. She's not just a baby mama. If they were co-parenting, he wouldn't be sending her cards and flowers and all that. So why do you need him to be honest when you've talked to the woman? She sent you the cards he gave her, and you know there's a four-year-old child involved. Your husband's son. He lied to you throughout your marriage and continues to lie at every turn, even though you know the truth now. Can you take any more of his lies in your marriage? Is there anything he can do to make this right? And finally, will you ever be able to trust him again? These are the questions you need to think about and ask yourself. And if the answer is no, then he's got to go. Steve?
Wow. I knew it. I knew it when I read the letter, what she was going to do. I knew it.
And I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, she's back. She's back. Shirley's back.
Thank and you, he's Shirley. Back.
You know what? This letter is a mess. Because there is some deception going on. Let's just first admit that there is some deception going on. It is a mess. I understand the cause of the deception, which I will try to regulate on this show. I won't have any success because women don't view this way, but I'm going to try to help you all understand.
Okay.
She got a certified letter, then it disappeared. He asked about it. He said it was nothing. She noticed she had been getting a bunch of phone calls from And she ignored those too. And then he was getting the same calls from the same number, and he was ignoring them too. And now he went to the store from her and was FaceTiming, and all of a sudden he got distracted and said he had to go. He put his phone in his pocket, and you can hear a woman yelling at him, and he was telling her to stop following him. I asked him about it, and he said it was a homeless person. Brilliant. That bruh dog, man, come through. Homeless person, stop following me. Okay, good, we're working. I asked him about it, and I found the certified letter in his drawer. Now, he's stupid. Now, why did you keep the damn letter, though? Why would you keep the certified letter? You read it. You know what it said. Throw it away. But it was a notice for child support. I went off on him. He finally admitted that he had a one-night stand with a woman right before we met. And according to the paperwork, their child is 4 years old. So my husband's math ain't mathing because we've been together 6 years. Well, hold up. Back up. Let's back this timeline. Y'all been together 6 years. Mm-hmm. When y'all first met, y'all wasn't really together. Y'all was just talking. You only been married 3 years, the baby 4 years old. It take 9 months to make the baby, then the baby here. That's 2 years right there. I say, bam, we right back at six. Did you see how I did that?
You did.
You said that math ain't math. Y'all been married 3 years, the baby 4 years. That's 1 year. To take 9 months to make a baby, that's 2 years, that's 5 years. We right back at when y'all first met. Bam, here we go. So we do have that loophole.
That's what you're trying to find.
Really?
So he can get out.
I got to get this bro one loophole.
She's already said he was a liar and a cheater. All right.
Well, Shirley, that's what you want to go with.
That's what she said. She's the wife. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject is, she sent me the proof. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she sent me the proof.
This couple been married 3 years. She says her husband is a cheater and a liar. Got a certified letter, came in the mail. All of a sudden, she noticed the letter disappeared. He had opened it, told it wasn't nothing. She had been getting some phone calls from some numbers she thought was spam. He was getting calls from the same number. She ignored him. He ignored him, too. He went to the store for her. He FaceTimed his wife from the store. All of a sudden, she heard a woman yelling at him. He must have put the phone in his pocket without cutting it off. He told her, quit following him. He got home. She asked him who it was. He brilliantly said it was a homeless person. Perfect. I asked him about it. He said it was a homeless person. A week later, she finds the certified letter in his drawer. Why this man kept this letter, I do not know.
And disappointing in him.
God, you should have put this in the rear well of your car where the spare tires at, though. They'll never go in there. You could have did anything, man. You could have towed the back headrest off the back seat and put it up under that little hole in there. There's some places you could put this. Anyway, and found a letter, and it was a notice for child support. I went off on him. He finally admitted he had a one-night stand with a woman right before we met. According to the paperwork, their child is 4 years old. So my husband's math ain't mathing because we've been together 6 years. No. You've known him 6 years.
She said we've been together.
No, they've known each other 6 years. That's what y'all always think when we met, we was together. We wasn't. We just met. We knew each other. I was hollering at you, but we was not together yet. But if the baby is 4 and y'all been married 3, that's at least a year before you met. And then when the baby was conceived, that's another 9 months. That's another damn near 2 years. That's the baby 4. Y'all been married 3. That's 4 minus 1 plus 1. We right there. We at 5 years right there. That's when we first met. He is right spot on the money. But he said it was a one-night stand, and this is where we're getting into trouble at. I called the strange number on the phone, and I talked to the woman. She said it was way more than a one-night stand. She sent me an envelope full of greeting cards from him to her and cards from flowers he sent her. Some of them were recent. Since we've been married. God, dog. This where we
help him. Help him.
I can't help him right here.
No, help him. Give him a lie.
No, this envelope. There's too much stuff in this envelope.
Right.
There's one we can get out, but this envelope full of stuff. My husband swears she's lying, even though it's his handwriting. No, that ain't handwriting. No, that's, I can get out of that. A lot of people write like me.
What's a handwriting lie? What is that?
Well, a lot of people write like me.
Just lying, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I before we got met, I was in 4 fraud cases. And, it found out to people it wasn't my handwriting. A lot of people write like me.
Same signature. Okay.
This is serious because the child is involved. I know wives have stayed with their man for far worse things, but he won't be honest. Should I excuse myself from this marriage and let them live happily ever after, please, about it? First of all, he don't want her. Let me just tell you that. He don't want her. The reason I know he don't want her is because he has done everything in his power to fix this mistake he made. Thus, you have the lies. And here's the part they don't understand, Junior. The lies is because he loves you.
Oh, there you God. Go.
That's boy. Great answer. That's a great answer.
Boy, bye. Are you kidding me right now?
If he didn't care, he'd let you get hurt. But he's been trying to protect you from his mistake. He made a mistake. His protection is to lie to cover the mistake. And let me tell you something. Obviously, he don't want the woman because now she got to stalk him to get him to come through for something. Now she got to follow him. So now there's proof that he's avoiding the woman. Because you heard him. He didn't even know you was listening. Stop following me. He don't want this. He made the mistake. The girl of his dreams is probably who he's married to. And he trying to hang on to it.
But and he thus, won't be honest.
That's well, see, y'all saying. Keep talking about honesty. Well, what he trying to hold on is to his marriage. We ain't got no time to be honest right now.
She wants him to tell her the truth.
Well, see, the truth is, the baby's out there. You got the truth.
Honesty has to do with time now.
Yeah, you got the truth. He don't want you to think he continued because he's trying to keep his marriage. Y'all don't understand
that. I do, brother.
Damn. Thank you, Tommy and Kim.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
If he didn't care, all he would say is, hey, just deal with it. What about it? Yeah, I did it.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. She said he's a liar and a cheater, too.
He lied because he loved you.
No way. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.